Track 4. Former cop cleared of stealing weapons. A former police officer has been cleared for stealing weapons from his force's armoury after the prosecution dropped the case. Richard Rocky had been due to stand trial at Exeter Crown Court in May, accused of stealing a variety of air weapons when he was working at Avon and Somerset Police Headquarters at Portishead. He was cleared after his defence team questioned some of the evidence against him, leading to a re-examination of the case by the prosecution. Mr. Rocky, aged 59, of Dornerfield Close, Ipplepen, near Newton Abbot, was found not guilty of 7 charges by Judge David Evans at Exeter Crown Court. He told him, "This brings these proceedings to an end. You are formally acquitted of all charges. I can see this as an appropriate outcome." He was also cleared of possessing a mini flare kit and 17 cartridges without a certificate on the same date. Mr. Tom Bradnock, prosecuting, said, "The Crown are offering no evidence. We have very carefully reviewed the defence case statement."
Bishop Jackie makes history. The acting Bishop of Exeter, the Right Reverend Jackie Searle, has become the first woman in history to lead the annual Chrism Eucharist at Exeter Cathedral on Maundy Thursday. The service is a major gathering of clergy and licensed lay ministers from across Devon, during which they renew their ministerial vows. It is an opportunity to thank them for their ministry and faithfulness in serving God and the people in their care. The word chrism means consecrated oil. And during the service, holy oils used for anointing and prayers for healing are blessed by the bishop and distributed to the congregation to take back to their parishes. And the Chrism Eucharist service has been taking place at Exeter Cathedral for centuries. Bishop Jackie said, "The oil is blessed at the service and will at times be used in public ceremony, at the licensing of clergy, at baptism, at confirmation, at ordination, at a service for healing, and other times in private, at a hospital bedside, in a person's home as they sit near the end of their life. Whether public or private, it is always an intimate moment, a God moment, a sacred space." Bishop Jackie said, "It is my very great privilege to be presiding at this wonderful gathering, and it is especially moving to be doing this year as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of women being ordained to the priesthood. I'm grateful for all my sisters and brothers in the Diocese of Exeter as we together live out our calling to follow Christ and to serve the people of Devon with joy."
Man left with life-threatening injuries. Police investigating a road traffic collision on the A38 on Wednesday the 27th of March are appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Police were called to reports of a collision involving a blue Vauxhall Corsa and an MAN lorry on the westbound carriageway of the A38 at Deep Lane, Plymouth at around 8:05. Emergency services attended the scene. As a result of the collision, a 51-year-old local man was taken to Derriford Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The road was partially closed for around 5 hours while an investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers from the roads policing team would like to thank the public for their patience during the partial closure.
2-week bank closure for revamp. HSBC in Newton Abbot is closed for 2 weeks for a refurbishment from tomorrow. The Courtney Street branch revamp includes internal building work, new paint, new signage, and the installation of new state-of-the-art cash machines. The branch is expected to reopen on April the 17th. Suzanne King, HSBC's UK local director, said, "We continue to invest in our branch network to make our customers' experience banking with us a good one. We are pleased that our Newton Abbot branch is getting a refresh. We have been talking to customers about the temporary closure for the last month. And while we're having the work done, people can continue to use their nearest post office for day-to-day transactions. During the closure, staff will be hosting community pop-up events at Coffee Number 1 on April the 4th, 5th, 8th and 9th between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. The nearest HSBC branch is in Paignton.
More new homes planned for town. More than 100 additional new homes are to be built at an existing site in Bovey Tracy as developer Devonshire Homes enters phase two at its site. Devonshire Homes have exchanged on land in Bovey Tracy to commence phase two at their Longston Cross development. This latest scheme will bring a further 119 new dwellings to this development, including 40 affordable homes. The homes will be a mix of 2, 3, 4, and 5-bedroom properties designed in the new premium and energy-efficient Legacy Collection house styles. The Managing Director of Devonshire Homes, Angus Cook, said, "We're delighted to be bringing more high-quality homes to Bovey Tracy. Phase two will provide continuity for Devonshire Homes, building upon the success of phase one, where all properties are now reserved. We look forward to hitting the ground running with phase two and sharing more news on how this development progresses in the coming months." In addition to providing new homes, Devonshire Homes will contribute £2.1 million in community infrastructure levy payments, supporting the local community's growth. At present, the Longston Cross development is a collection of 156 homes, ranging from 2 to 5 bedrooms.
Donate a pound and save a hound. A Dawlish businesswoman is again calling on the wider community to support her fundraising efforts for a Cyprus-based animal charity. Chrissy Marks of Signature Hair and Beauty is raising money for Saving Pound Dogs Cyprus, SPDC, a Cyprus-based charity which saves dogs from municipal pounds and rehabilitates them with the aims of finding them a forever home. "I adopted myself," Chrissy said. "For the past 3 years, I have given a retirement home to a wonderful dog," she added. In recent times, Chrissy has become more involved with fundraising for the charity, having previously arranged a drop-off point for unwanted dog toys. Chrissy is currently arranging fundraising events, which she has dubbed Dog Nose Days, and would be more than happy to discuss ideas with anyone keen on helping out. She has a collection box at her business, Signature Hair and Beauty, and can be contacted via email on c16ssy@yahoo.co.uk.